You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A crate for fish. And because, believe it or not, at the time of Shalom, they had the craving for sushi also. So now it says that Zachanu et Hadaka Asher Nochal B'Misraim. So what did they say? What did they say? So what did they say? No, what is it saying in the pasuk? Zacharnu et hadaga asher nochal b'Mitzrayim chinam.
Free, they had fish for free.
That's the end of the pasuk. What's it says the beginning of the pasuk?
Say they remember the fish that they ate in Mitzrayim for free.
Ah, Chazak Yavaruch.
But daga means also pain that they had it for free.
I'm sorry?
Daga means also pain, no?
No, here fish. It means fish. Zacharnu, what does Zacharnu mean?
We remember.
What did they remember?
The fish that they had in it is due to all the
Zacharnu, they remembered what?
Garlic, troche,
and not say it in English again. No. Zacharnu et hadaga. What does dog means? Dagim? Dagim? Mahi. That's it. Nothing else. That's something else. We chapter off the fish. They said, remember what? Fish that they ate. But how did they eat it?
For free.
Free. One more time. What did they remember?
Fish.
Fish that they ate.
Free.
Very good.
Rotten fish.
I'm sorry?
So rotten fish they eat.
Rotten fish. Also, they hang fish on the ceiling too. You know, they smoke it. No? So now, obviously the question here is, what's the question?
They had free fish.
If Paro didn't give him a straw, right, who'd he give him fish free?
No.
So how come they say, chinam? They give him fish free? So what do they mean?
They work for free.
No, he said the fish, they give him free. Zohar HaKadosh, one insight here is that they said, we didn't need to say Shakon Niyavid Baro, but there's a problem with that, because how come they only focus on the fish that didn't say Baracha? Nothing that, you know, they ate, they said Baracha. Correct? Yes? So now, here, still, you know, needs more explanation. You know, people that they eat, sometimes they ask for a second plate, right? You know people like that?
Yes?
That was yes, surely. No, there's nothing wrong with it. What's wrong with it? But there's something wrong with asking for a second plate? Yes?
Depends on the situation.
Why?
That's Sometimes
they go
in second place, some people, they
don't
have them in the first place.
It's okay. That's fine. We believe in from Shammai, whatever that he comes to you, you get. If you don't deserve it, you don't get it. So the question here is, what happens that people ask for the second plate? Sorry? What happens that all of a sudden?
They're hungry for more.
Hungry for more.
They are not satisfied.
Not satisfied.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. If they won't remember the taste of the first plate, let's say they eat it and then they forget. How did it taste like? Would they ask for second plate?
They have good to go to a therapy.
They wouldn't ask. They wouldn't ask. Isn't that interesting? So the only...
That's why they are not satisfied yet. So they want to eat more to get satisfied.
No. This is a different track. Okay. Within a different track of psychology. And it is... One more time. If you don't remember the taste of the food that you ate, would you ask for the second?
No.
You wouldn't. Magid Medubna teaches us a very, very powerful lesson. And it is, they said, we are remembering the fish. And they said, chinam, free. They meant that what they are remembering about eating the fish
is how it tastes.
No, he explains it a different way. He says it's chinam. What do they mean? That if at this moment that they're remembering the fish that they ate in the Mitzrayim, is it to their benefit or is it a waste of time?
For the benefit, they were hungry. That's why they remember it. They were so hungry.
Understand. But if there's no fish here, is it beneficial for you to remember it? It's complicated?
No.
One more time. No. So now, let's say, without a shame, you travel to Eretz Yisrael for a simcha, for a wedding.
Amen.
Ken Yirbu. So now, when you arrive in Eretz Yisrael, then you keep telling yourself, I wish I had my car here. I wish I had my car here. Why my car is not here? I wish my car was here. Is that going to do you any benefit?
No.
You're going to give yourself a headache and other people lots of headache. So now when you get there, is it better to forget you have a car or to keep reminding yourself you have a car?
Forget.
Makes sense?
Of course.
So now here, Magid Medubna is teaching us in life, you have to learn what to remember and what not to remember. So now here when he says, Chinam,
person they call it Bichodi, waste of time. What's the use? What's the use in remembering that you had a fish? What good is going to make you? You had something, now?
Now?
You don't have it. So now, what's going to be make you to keep reminding yourself, oh, I had this, I wish I had it, why did I lose it, why I don't have it. So what God is going to make you. So that's what the chinam is all about. No, that's not what it means. That means you're going to drain yourself and paralyze other people because you keep telling you as still after 50 years, People that immigrate to this country, they say, you know what? I had an office. I had a villa. I had this. I had so much money. 50 years, he's reviewing what he had. And he's out of job for 50 years. What good make you, you know, to keep reviewing that I had this, I had that, you know, they called me this and this, all these titles, Mr. This, Mr. That, Mr. Deuce. So, what good is going to make you? And that's what exactly Magi Meduna Zatzal is teaching us. Zacharnu et hadaga. Yeah, you see, remember, but it's chinam. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. You're not going to get nowhere by keep reminding you yourself what you had, where you were. And that's a very, very important lesson that we have to train our mind. It's not that what position you had, where you were, what opportunity that you had. The lesson here is you have to learn what you are able to have from now on. What opportunity is available from now on, not what you had before. And that could apply to every minute of our life. I could have this parking spot, but somebody else took it. How are you going to stand there and what? You know, and keep thinking, ay, 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 if I was 1 minute earlier, you know, I could have this parking spot. What good is going to make you? Why would you go around, find another parking spot?
You are lucky you didn't get here.
Exactly, yeah. Hashem Yizakenu, B'zayi Hashem Oni, remind ourselves of good and positive and constructive reminders. Niskevi Yeshuot, B'sorot Tovot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.